Feeling overwhelmed with homeschooling? Wondering how you can streamline your day and boost your family's success? Welcome to 10 Minutes to a Better Homeschool. I'm Pam Barnhill, fellow homeschooler and your guide to quick, effective solutions. In each episode, we dive into practical, actionable tips that fit your busy life. Whether it's curriculum choices, time management, or creative teaching methods, we've got you covered. And the best part? It's all in bite-sized 10-minute segments, perfect for a busy parent's schedule. So pour yourself a cup of coffee or tea and join me in transforming your homeschool experience one tip at a time. Let's make every minute count. Hi there, and welcome to this episode of 10 Minutes to a Better Homeschool. I'm so excited today to be bringing you our second excerpt from our Navigating High School course. Now, a couple of weeks ago, we did an excerpt from one of our mindset audios that's in the course. This week, we're doing an excerpt from one of our resource audios that's in the course. And actually in the course, this particular resource is a video. So we do have some video interviews with various kind of homeschool experts in their field. We have Andrew Pudua, Dennis DeNoia, Colleen Kessler, Jean Burke, all of those great resources there to talk to us about homeschooling various high school subjects. And in this particular excerpt, Dawn Garrett is taking over the hosting duties, and she is interviewing Dr. Kristen Moon, who teaches science online to high schoolers, but also is very encouraging of parents who want to teach high school at home and not outsource and do some of that themselves, some of those lab sciences at home. So this is a fun excerpt from this particular resource in our high school course. I'm going to go ahead and let you listen to that. And remember to follow the link in the show notes to be notified when that high school course goes live April 2nd. And we cannot wait to have you join us in the course. So find that link in the show notes and enjoy this excerpt.
Dr. Kristen Moon is a scientist who left the lab behind to homeschool her two sons. Now that both boys have graduated from her homeschool and are in college, she's devoting her time to helping others provide a quality science education to their children from home. She teaches high school biology, chemistry, physics, genetics, and anatomy and physiology online to homeschoolers from around the world, including my homeschoolers. She has also has self-paced science courses available on her website at kristenmoonscience.com. Dr. Moon, thank you so much for joining me today. We're so glad to have this opportunity to talk with you about science and how to do lab sciences as homeschoolers for high school.
Yes, I'm happy to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your passion for science and for teaching?
Okay. As you mentioned in the introduction, I was trained as a scientist. I went to school and I got my undergraduate degree in microbiology. And then I went on to get my PhD also in microbiology and molecular genetics. And the assumption was that I was going to spend my adult years working in a lab. And in another life, I think that I would have really enjoyed doing that. But my plans changed after the birth of my first son. My heart was just calling me home. And much to the chagrin of many people, I left the lab and I came home to raise my family. And as a product of public school myself, I just assumed I would put my children in public school. But when the time came to enroll my son in kindergarten, I was just enjoying having so much fun, you know, at home with him and teaching him the things. And by that point, I had been exposed to homeschooling. So we took the plunge and we figured we would take it step by step. But once we got started, we didn't stop. And through that time, you know, once we were engaged with the homeschool communities locally, I was approached to ask if I would help with high school science. And so even though my own kids were preschool, kindergarten age, I was starting to teach high school science to local homeschoolers. And that's when I realized how much I loved teaching. I had a little bit of teaching opportunity while I was in graduate school, like helping out with med student labs and stuff like that. But actually getting to get kids excited about science, I realized that just thrills me. It absolutely thrills me.
We homeschoolers are nothing but, if not, you have an expertise, can you help us with that expertise? And I think that is I think that's such a great part of the homeschool community, is that we are able to help one another and to really make sure that our children have all of opportunities to do lab sciences and to do history and to do things well.
Absolutely. We all have gifts. And my gift was not foreign language or teaching art or many other things. So I was glad to outsource as well.
I would love for you to tell us a little bit about why lab sciences. Why do we have to do lab sciences, Dr. Moon?
I think that lab science, I mean, especially once we get to high school, students are learning about really abstract concepts like forces and atomic bonding and genetics. And I think that they can learn to a certain degree reading textbooks, listening to lectures, that sort of thing. But just like anything, I mean, you can read about how to play an instrument, but playing an instrument is really just going to make that come alive for you. It's the same thing with lab sciences. Actually getting your hands involved, getting your whole body involved, all of your senses. I mean, it's just going to really help you to connect to the material and make it make a lot more sense.
That's great. And I will say that as Charlotte Mason people at my home, we've done a lot of science reading, but my kids have taken classes from Dr. Moon, from Kristen, and they come back to me surprised. Oh, we really like science. We really like doing it because they've had the opportunities to do some of those labs. So many, if kids are college bound, they obviously want it on a transcript, but I appreciate the reasons to do it that aren't so utilitarian. They're just such real kinds of learning about the world that has been created for us.
Absolutely.
So even if my children are not planning on science careers, they're going to need to have these lab sciences. How do you help kids kind of take that on and make doing these sciences at home their own?
Well, I think that science, you know, so many people think of science as just something that they need to check the box about because they're going to college or because maybe their state requires certain things for them to graduate from high school. But honestly, science is how we understand the world, how our world works. And I think that there is utility in learning that, whether you plan to go on to science, you know, career or to college or what have you. And when I get kids and I enjoy the challenge when a student comes to me or their parent tells me they hate science because I don't believe it. I don't believe anybody really hates science. I think that they may have preconceived notions that it's hard because they've heard people describe it as hard or, you know, that it's not any, you know, usefulness to them. I love to show students how their everyday lives are filled with science. And I like to try to equate what we're learning in class to what they're doing in their everyday world. Just this past week in chemistry, my students who are learning about solutions, we learned about freezing point depression, and we discussed why we put salt on the road when snow is expected. And they got to learn how to do that. And then I make it fun. I'm giving them a chance for extra credit. They can use this same property of freezing point depression to make ice cream at home for extra credit. So anyway, I do try to make it fun, but I also try to help them recognize how they're using science in their everyday life.
That's great. Yes. Are there other skills that come from studying science than the science knowledge that you help to foster and bring about with your students?
Absolutely. I mean, one great skill is resilience because experiments don't always work. I think that people might think that professional scientists that work in a lab, that their experiments work all the time, just the way that they planned, but that is not true. In fact, it took me 5 years to earn my PhD because it just took me so long to get the results that I needed, you know, to prove my thesis. There's going to be a lot of experiments that don't work the way that you expect them to, but that is an opportunity to put problem-solving skills into effect. Why didn't this work? What could I change? What possibly did I do wrong? And then, you know, just doing hard things. There is such, you know, there's such good in learning to do hard things, even when they don't come easy to us. And then, of course, you know, just developing that sense of wonder. I really do love seeing students, and they will leave me comments on their homework about just how amazing this was, how they didn't expect this to happen, and that they're just blown away. And that's the thing. Doing hands-on experiments and having them work, it's addictive. Like once you get it, it's almost like magic. It's magic, but it's real. And they want to do it again. They want to keep on doing it. So, I mean, I think that there's a lot of usefulness in doing hands-on science.
Yes, I agree. And I personally have appreciated how my kids have had to like pull in their math skills, have had to pull in some writing skills, have had to like work on all of those things together within the science coursework that they've been assigned. And so resilience is great. And all of those pieces, I love, that's really wonderful. I have chosen to outsource lab sciences. And so I chose to do it because I wanted somebody who is going to help my kids get excited about science, who knows it and is interested and really, really loves it. I think that's really important. Are there other reasons to outsource it that you can think of?
I think that if you are, if you know as a parent that you just don't love science, that it's not your thing, and your children have the opportunity to maybe experience science with someone who is passionate about that, I think that's a great thing to outsource, because those of us that are passionate about science are really excited about it. And we've got lots of tricks up our sleeves. We've done lots of different things. And I think that we probably have a way of explaining science and the abstract concepts to students that maybe, you know, the typical person does not. You know, also time is a factor, you know, being really busy, you know, if you work outside the home. And then, you know, sometimes if you're participating in a class or in a homeschool co-op where students get to do labs together in a group, they can, a lot of times you can do experiments in a way that it's a lot more easy. It's a lot easier to do them in a group than it is to do it at home. So, you know, there's typically a student, like if you have a group of kids, there's usually kids that love to do dissections and kids that do not want to do dissections, and you pair them up, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe one person can write the notes while the other person is dissecting. So, you know, there could be lots of different reasons to outsource, but really, if, you know, I think the major reason would be if you feel like you're just not going to be passionate and you're not going to instill that love of learning to your kids, just like any other subject, you would want to outsource that. Just as I said, how I outsourced foreign language, you know, I was never going to do that justice. So I recognized that and I outsourced it.
What do you do if you just can't afford to do the outsourcing and it's not your strong suit and you have to figure out how to do it at home? Do you have any suggestions or recommendations for that?
So we're talking about lab science in particular. Mm-hmm. So there are some really wonderful online options. I do prefer to do hands-on, but there are really great online options, some which will like walk you through how, like if you get the equipment yourself, it's almost like watching a cooking show, how they will demonstrate the steps and you can do them along at home. That is great. And we are so fortunate to be living in this time because we are able to order all sorts of great stuff from vendors and they can come to our home. We can order acids and bases and chemicals and equipment, and you could order bacteria and petri dishes. You could order so many different things, you know. Am I allowed to mention a couple of vendors?
Sure, that I like please.
The one that I go to by and large is Home Science Tools. Mm-hmm. I just think that they've got really great quality equipment and resources. And if you struggle, you know, they've got people that you can call or email that will help walk you through. Mm-hmm. And then they have lots of different resources for using their equipment. So it's just a wonderful website. And so you could go there and get all sorts of different information. But I've lost the original question. What was the original question? This happens.
I think that's great. How do you do lab sciences at home if you have to be the one who's doing them is really the question. I know you have courses that you sell that are self-paced courses that they should work with almost any kind of science text that you've chosen for your students. Is that correct?
It is true. So I have one that goes with biology, high school biology, and I have another that goes with high school chemistry. And it was something that I kept seeing, like a common complaint I was seeing in lots of the homeschool groups. And it was about high school science and high school science more on the level to what kids might be getting in a private or a public school that would prepare them well for college. That went above and beyond kitchen science. So yes, I did create two of those courses, but it is using materials that you can get from home science tools and that you can do from home and you can do with any curriculum.
Do you want fewer arguments, less tension, and true excitement during language arts learning? Night Zookeeper is the answer. Night Zookeeper is a game-changing language arts program that takes the stress out of teaching by making it fantastically fun and engaging for your child. The program teaches spelling, grammar and punctuation, vocabulary, reading and writing through a pre-planned language arts curriculum that your child can use independently, freeing you up to focus on other tasks. Night Zookeeper has hundreds of word games, interactive video lessons, and inspiring writing prompts to keep your child engaged all year and boost their confidence. Your child will also get written feedback on their writing from real tutors, so you don't have to be the bad guy. Thousands of homeschool parents have found success using Night Zookeeper to transform their children's attitudes towards language arts learning. Parents like Allie Midday, one of the member liaisons at PamBarnhill.com. Allie's three oldest kids have been using Night Zookeeper, and they absolutely love the feedback that they get from the writing tutors and the ability to create their own characters. They are having so much fun. So if you're ready to say goodbye to the stress of teaching language arts, give Night Zookeeper a try. Click on the link in the description to this podcast for a 7-day free trial and 50% off of an annual subscription.
Can you just tell everyone where they can find you, your Instagram, your website one more time?
Yeah. So I wasn't very creative when I came to naming my, how to find me. It's Kristin Moon Science. Kristin is K-R-I-S-T-I-N and my last name is Moon Science. That is my handle on Facebook and Instagram. I even have a YouTube channel. I'm going to try to get better about creating my own videos. But right now on YouTube, you can find like curated playlists for biology, chemistry, physics, anatomy, and physiology videos that you can use. Some of them are lab experiments, but basically these are videos that I assign my own students in my classes to help just round out their knowledge on the different topics. Then I do have my website, kristinmoonscience.com. That's where I've got blog posts and the curriculum that I offer. And then I do have a list on my website of some of my favorite resources for teaching science at home. So people who are looking for, you know, different tips or methods or experiments or simulations, that would be a really great place to look.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking with me today. I really appreciate it. And I'm hopeful that we'll get to see you at the robotics tournament. I got to meet Dr. Moon at the robotics tournament last year when my kids were near where she lives. So I'm hoping that we'll get to see her again this year.
Yes.
Thanks so much, Kristin.
Absolutely.
Thank you for tuning in to 10 Minutes to a Better Homeschool. Remember, small changes can make a big impact in your homeschooling journey. If you want more tips and resources to enhance your experience, check out our free Homeschool Better Together community. You'll find additional tools, guides, and a community of supportive homeschoolers just like you. Visit community.pambarnhill.com to learn more and join us. Until next time, keep on homeschooling.